I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, Patient Protection Affordable Care Act is the long name, passed March of 2010 overwhelmingly by the 111th Congress, chiefly almost entirely Democratic votes. A year later, Obamacare remains much in contention because we have a new Congress, and part of it is Republican, and also the polls show consistently that Americans do not yet embrace the idea that it is either cheaper or better than the care they have now. Obamacare is going to spill out over the next several years, so it's not clear that it's here yet. It's always waiting for Godot, as opposed to Godot arriving. And so the President of the United States, in not a surprising move, but certainly one that was well-timed for the public's attention, announces at the White House that there are changes, more changes all the time, that are coming to health care as they adjust the 2,700 pages for the reality of the system we have now in this transformation period. It sounds all very exciting, but it's about politics. It's about the polls, and it's about what do we have to do to make sure that this doesn't get repealed, either by the Supreme Court negating it by saying it's unconstitutional in part or in whole, or the governors of various states refusing to take our direction, refusing to take our money, opting out. It's not an easy question to answer, and I very much need the help of Ed Heiselmeyer, who is the Senior Research Fellow for Health Policy at the Heritage Foundation and will now help me wander into this political nuance called Barack Obama and Obamacare. Ed, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The president said something that seemed to be pleasing at first. He was going to waive or extend or some way give a hall pass to certain states so that they didn't have the burden of Obamacare right away. Is that generally true?
Well, I think the best description was what the former Secretary of HHS, Mike Leavitt, said. And he described it as saying that the president was prepared to give states permission to ask for permission sooner rather than later.
All right. How much sooner? How much time?
Well, meaning that there is a small provision in the legislation that in 2017 would allow states to ask for permission to really go beyond the structure of Obamacare, if you will, and set up pure single payer, really is what it's about. It wouldn't let them do something that is really outside of the design of Obamacare. And what the president was saying is that he was willing to go along with a proposal by Senators Brown and Wyden to move that date forward from 2017 to 2014. So this is really a very small, very cosmetic sort of concession.
And states could ask as soon as 2014 for what? What is that? They raise their hand in the back of the room and they ask the White House.
Yeah, and that's really the question, because what they could ask for is to try to implement something as comprehensive and regulatory, if you will, as Obamacare, but slightly differently. And that's very vague as to what they would actually be allowed to do, even if the administration agreed to let them do it. So, again, this is really a sort of attempt to put on an image of being flexible when, in fact, there's no substantive change there at all.
Could a state, I mean, theoretical state, say a red state, raise its hand and ask to leave Obamacare in 2014? Is that what the president's saying?
No, and that's not what this provision would do, and that's not what he's implying.
It does, however, give the state an opportunity to raise its hand and say, we want single-payer care. We want to bypass all of these hybrids that you've established in order to satisfy the political exigencies of 2010, and we want to go straight to one payer.
Yes, it does. In fact, it was the selling point that some of the Obama administration officials made, I guess, on calls that were reported about by some other reporters, and indeed there is the state of Vermont that would sort of like to go that way. But even there, they're kind of questioning, well, why 2014? I mean, if you're going to let us do this, why not tomorrow?
Right, right. And the answer?
It's a very good question. The thing is that what this sort of reveals is how jury-rigged this whole thing is, and how slapped together it really is, and how little thought really went into how the pieces work together. And that really is the bigger problem that the president faces. He's clearly trying to keep this from getting too negative, too inflammatory before 2012 politically, but it's going to be difficult for him to keep a lid on it as they try to implement it, and it turns out that it just doesn't work.
I'm speaking to Ed Heiselmeyer of the Heritage Foundation. I read this detail in a blog on the Foundry, your blog site at Heritage, that the ultimate waiver authority is with the Health and Human Services Secretary. The waivers granted would reflect the administration's preferences at the time. That means that the secretary, Sebelius right now, has power over the states and not vice versa. Is that correct? This transfers the power of this enormous amount of money and this burden on the people of a state into the hands of one person, and that person is, what you'd have to say, beyond the reach of, say, Texas.
Well, that's true, and that's also true that they're beyond the reach of Congress for a lot of these things. We've seen the same sort of waiver power exercised by the secretary with respect to private businesses and whether or not their health plans that they currently have to comply with some of the new regulations. This is one of the things that I think people find very disturbing, and rightly so, about the legislation, is it's transferring a lot of discretionary authority to unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. And that's not what the rule of law means. The rule of law means that, you know, if you're affected by something, you can look it up and find out what the answer is. I mean, you know, what is your tax rate? Does this regulation apply to my business? You know, you don't have to go wondering and asking and then have the answer dependent on what some unelected official happens to think.
Ed, I want to look at the optics of this. Does the president coming out making this public announcement that we're giving you a choice that you didn't have before, does that mean that the Obama administration is feeling and acting defensive, or does that mean that they've split the opposition and that they're working effectively to weaken the opponents?
No, I think it does show that they're on the defense. And I think the optics of this move is much more significant than the substance. The substance is negligible. The optics of Senator Brown and Senator Wyden, a Republican and Democrat, introducing it, are that it starts the bipartisan discussion about changing Obamacare in the Senate, which is where the sticking point is. So that's important. It's just the opening sort of bid. It just starts that. The optics of the president embracing it is that he sees, or at least his administration sees, that their current position is weak, that they need to try to be seen as being responsive to the criticisms. They have not been able to sell this to the public, despite all of their efforts. So now they have to sort of pivot and try to seem, at least, to be listening to some of the concerns.
And the president, after this announcement is made and some time goes by, did the president get what he wanted out of this, a public statement? It looked like they were listening to the people's doubts.
I don't know. I mean, I think the governors were pretty clear in saying, well, that's nice, but, you know, it's not substantive enough. I mean, let's, you know, it's a sort of show us the real thing kind of question. So this is just, this is opening gambits.
Gotcha. Early move, a couple of pawns.
Early moves.
Couple of pawns. Right, I got it. We got a long chess game ahead. Ed Heiselmeyer, for the website is the Foundry. It is the Heritage Foundation. And the president of the United States representing Obamacare to the governors, and the governor said, pawn to queen four. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.